All right, everyone's here. We're ready to go. Good morning. Welcome to the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm Kevin Kramer, opening the meeting today. With us today, we're very pleased to have for his very first meeting the new Commissioner, Brian Kalk. Welcome, Commissioner Kalk.
Brian, welcome.
And Commissioner Clark, of course, is with me as well. It is Wednesday, January 14th, just after 10 a.m. We are in the Public Service Commission hearing room for the regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission. Since this is the first meeting of the new term, this is the meeting at which we will do reorganization. And for that, I turn the early part of the meeting over to our Executive Secretary, Daryl Nitschke.
Good morning. As the first order of business, the Commission will address its reorganization. Nominations are in order for President of the Commission.
I move that Commissioner Kevin Kramer serve as President of the Public Service Commission for the next 2 years.
I second that motion.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
The new president is Commissioner Kramer.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, I think. Anyway. With that, the next item for reorganization is the commission portfolios for the next 2 years and how they'll be allocated. The proposed allocation is that, and I would move this allocation, that Commissioner Kramer have administration and information technology, mining and pipeline, just for the record, admin and IT, at least to this point, we've determined would follow the president. Commissioner Clark, electric, generation and transmission, licensing, railroads and weights and measures, and Commissioner Kalk, distribution utilities, that is to say retail gas and electricity, telecommunications and pipeline safety. So I would make that motion.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That concludes the reorganization of the Public Service Commission. We are ready now to proceed with our regular agenda. I get to go first.
Actually, we need the consent. I'll move the items on consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. For the regular agenda, KC1. I move the commission approve a bond release number 5 for the surface coal mining permit number KRGC 8101 held by Knife River Corporation for the Gascoyne Mine to release all remaining reclamation liabilities on 418.2 acres located in portions of sections 26, 27, 33, 34, and 35, T131 North R99 West, Bowman County. The amount of the bond release is $238,263.50 and will become effective February 17th, 2009, unless a formal hearing is requested.
Second.
This bond release contains several tracts that total this 418.2 acres. About 385 of them were disturbed by Knife River. The other 32.7 were not affected by mining. Disturbed areas in the bond release tract were affected by mining as early as 1950 and then under various reclamation law periods, including post-1975 laws where production standards must be met. And so the 10-year revegetation liability period applies to the entire area since it was permitted or re-permitted under the current 1979 reclamation law. There's multiple land uses, the majority of which is hayland. There's some developed water resources, some crop land, some pasture land, and a little industrial and commercial that were used by roads and section line trails. Undisturbed area in the bond release tract has post-mining land use mainly of crop land, hayland, and tame pasture land. So everything seems to be in order. We love final bond release.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC2. I move the commission approve revision number 30 to surface coal mining permit NACT 9501 held by the Cotolla Properties Company to revise the post-mining topography and land uses in portions of the permit area and to update other sections of the permit.
Second.
The primary purpose of this revision is to modify the previously approved post-mining topography and land uses affected by the final pits. They are changes proposed to reduce the amount of spoil, but the land use capability of the reclaimed land in these areas will be similar to what existed prior to the mining. Obviously, this was deemed to be significant. All the appropriate public notice requirements were met by Coteau. No objections to the revision were received.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC3. I move the commission award a contract in the amount of $30,000 to Basaraba Excavating and Dirt Works LLC to extinguish coal outcrop fires at numerous locations in western North Dakota using funds from the 2008 AML Coal Fire Suppression Grant. I further move the commission allow staff to issue change orders to increase the amount of the contract by another $10,000 up to $40,000.
Second.
AML solicited bids for construction services for coal outcrop fire suppression project that entails excavating and burying burning lignite coal and reshaping and reseeding the affected areas. It was funded with a special $40,000 grant from OSM to extinguish these fires at numerous sites, mostly in McKenzie County. There was a competitive seal bidding process. Solicitations were posted on the procurement website for the state. Low responsive bid came from Basaraba of Wilton in the amount of $30,000. There was only one other bid. It was submitted by Hanson's Excavating in the amount of $34,800. Since we've been awarded, however, $40,000 for the work, and the low bid was only $30,000, in this order, we would be granting approval to write change orders that could increase the total amount of the contract up to $40,000. Really, outcrop fires have been identified to spend the additional $10,000 in the grant. Assuming that Hanson's would not appeal the intent to award, the recommendation is, and they did not, the recommendation is then, we did actually do the intent a couple of weeks ago probably, and so this is issuing the order.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC4, I move the commission assess a proposed penalty for notice of violation number 0804 issued to the Dakota Westmoreland Corporation at the Beulah Mine and schedule an informal conference in the matter.
Second.
An NOV was issued to Dakota Westmoreland on December 16th for failure to utilize a pre-blast warning and all clear signal that can be heard within a range of 1/2 mile. This occurred during a routine inspection of the Beulah Mine. The coal blast was detonated. The inspector was about 300 yards northeast of the blast site at the time of the detonation. Did not hear the warnings or hear any warning. On December 31st, Dakota Westmoreland did request an informal conference, which has been scheduled. And, of course, when an informal conference or a formal hearing is requested, then we are then compelled, of course, to issue a proposed civil penalty. Considering, of course, as always, the four criteria, the history of violation, seriousness of the violation, negligence, and then we can deduct some for good faith. In this case, staff is recommending a civil penalty of $1,500, $500 for history, $500 for seriousness, and $500 for negligence. The informal is scheduled for 2:30 on February 10th in the hearing room, and a hearing officer has been assigned to that hearing, and we'll preside.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends items in my portfolio. Commissioner Clark.
Moving to item TC1, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing case number PU08907, Northern State Power Company's application for advanced determination of prudence for its proposed 201-megawatt Nobles Wind project located on the Buffalo Ridge in southwestern Minnesota.
Second.
This is a project that is contemplated for that Buffalo Ridge area, and that we've become fairly familiar with. There's a good deal of current wind investment there already in southwest Minnesota. This, I don't know that it's directly related to the rate case that we had, but it certainly conforms with the settlement that was ultimately passed in that rate case, wherein XL Energy would be coming to the commission for advanced determinations of prudence prior to any investment in generation inside or outside of North Dakota, at least generation of a significant size, and this would count. It, in this case, unlike the next motion that we'll be having, the burden of proof falls to XL because it is a generation facility that is being built outside of North Dakota. It's a little bit different in the next motion, which I'll explain later.
All in favor?
Aye. TC2, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing case numbers PU08908 and PU08910, Northern State Power Company's application for advanced determination of prudence and application for certificate of public convenience and necessity to construct, own, and operate a 150-megawatt wind project, the Maricourt Wind Project, in McIntosh and Dickey Counties, North Dakota.
Second.
Now, in this case, of course, we're talking about both a certificate of public convenience and necessity and the advanced determination, the CPCN, needed because it is being constructed within the state of North Dakota. Under state statute, when a utility seeks advanced determination of prudence for an in-state plant, then the burden, there is a rebuttable presumption that it is prudent, but a party or staff can make the case that it is not prudent. In this case, we'll be noticing a opportunity for hearing.
All in favor?
Aye.
TC3, I move the commission issue an order in case number GE08947, granting the request of Valley Grain Service to discontinue business at Castleton, North Dakota, effective January 1st, 2009.
Second.
This is mainly a business reorganization. The next motion will put them back into business.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move the commission issue an order in case number GE08946, granting the request of Valley Grain Milling, Inc., to operate a 150,000-bushel grain warehouse at Castleton, North Dakota, effective January 1st, 2009.
Second.
They're back in business.
All in favor?
Aye. TC5, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in the application of Montana Dakota Utilities Company for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to construct, own, and operate a 19.5-megawatt wind farm in Bowman County, North Dakota, case number PU08942.
Second.
This is just on the CPCN portion of a wind farm, which, of course, an investor-owned utility needs to receive before extending their plant. The request for comments, or the request for hearing, must be made by February 20th, 2009. In this hearing, the project itself is slated for an area that's just west of Rain.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
That ends the items in my portfolio.
Commissioner Phelps.
Just to point for the record that the number of items in my portfolio is equal to the number of those two combined from my first meeting.
We knew you were up to it.
Plan.
That's the way it works.
For the new guy.
Welcome. Happy New Year.
We did our homework before signing portfolios.
Very well, then. I wanted to thank the staff for all the work, and as I go through these, I'll obviously ask my counterparts to jump in if they have anything to add to some of these. For the first one, BPK 1, I move the commission adopt the order granting intervention into large industrial group and approving on an interim basis the 2009 renewable resource cost recovery interim rider tariff for Otter Tail Corporation investment in the Ashtabula Wind Energy Center, case number PU08742.
Second.
The way I understand this one is that we'll be rolling this into the overall rate case that's coming down our way. Everyone seems to be in support of this at this time. Do you gentlemen have anything you wanted to put out in this one?
Well, just that the Otter Tail customers will be seeing the line item, at least on an interim basis, on their bills. It'll be a renewable energy cost recovery item. My only hesitation with that, but it's something that I know the commission has struggled a lot with, is it may give customers the indication that they're paying more than they otherwise would have been because to put wind on the system, because it will actually be line-itemed on the bill. The reality was Otter Tail, up until this point, was flowing these costs through the fuel clause adjustment, so consumers were paying it either way. It was just kind of within the fuel clause adjustment is because they were purchasing the power. Now that they own the power, it's recovered a little different way. This seemed to strike the right balance, however, between doing the right thing, which is allowing Otter Tail to recover those costs as opposed to simply flowing them through the FCA, which is a legitimate cost of them doing that and prudent to approach that. At the same time, acknowledge that these issues are all going to be brought up in a pending rate case and that we're not making any prejudgment on whether, in fact, ultimately it's a prudent investment, and we're not making any prejudgment on how it fits in the context of their entire rate case or how we'll be recovering it at that point. So it's a it's a balance and preserves all the rights and interests of the interveners as they seek to assert those through the course of the case.
Occasionally, transparency leads to confusion, and that's often the case, but transparency is always a noble goal.
Right.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number two, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in the application of Halstead Telephone Company for designation as an eligible telecommunication carrier for federal universal service support in the Hillsborough Exchange in North Dakota, case number PU08872.
Second.
Here we have a case where the actually have representatives in the audience that would like to be eligible for federal universal service funding. Seems like it makes good sense, and that's all I really have. Gentlemen?
All in favor?
Aye.
The next item had been moved to the consent, so we'll go right to BPK-4. What we have here is the, we don't have to vote on these, just more information. You have a, just give you an update on where we're at for some of the cost. Great Plains Natural Gas Company over January, they were able to decrease their cost to the consumer for two reasons, the decrease in the commodity cost of gas as well as decrease in pipeline charges. I'd like to talk about this in the admin agenda when we get to that. But for now, I just, Great Plains costs have decreased over the last month. Moving to NSP, almost the same except for they've had an increase in commodity cost of gas, different vendors. This is probably more the norm that this time of year. But once again, we'll also be talking about this in the admin portion, moving this over. Moving to item number five for me, talking about Otter Tail. We have also good news, decreased its cost in electric fuel adjustment by 30 cents per kilowatt. Average cost decreased 2.25 for bills during the month of January. Next one for NSP, similar type of story, and let's see here, total cost of 0.41 for bills for the month of January, so just a little bit of a decrease. All righty, for item number six, I move the commission adopt the order granting Quest Corporation's request for a block of 1,000 numbers in the Bismarck rate case, case number PU08941.
Second.
What we have here is a one of the companies in Bismarck has, area has asked for a block of numbers. Seems to make sense. It follows what we've done in the past. I think it's a pretty good idea.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And finally, for item number seven, I move the commission issue an order opening investigation and notice of workshop and paper hearing on case number PU0920, Public Service Commission Federal 2007, EISA standards investigation.
Second.
This one's a little bit, I guess it's there's a lot to this one, but the way I understand it is we've, a lot of goals and guidelines were set out in the Act of 2007, and this is the beginning process of the commission to meet some of the guidelines they've set, but also I know that Commissioner Clark has some comments, so I want to make sure that they understand that we're doing this of our own accord and not because we're told to do it, because it's the right thing that we think we're going to do it.
Right. There's a we'll be making this tweak on admin because we do have to fill in some blanks on this motion just as far as the hearing dates and whatnot themselves. But in past orders, and I just kind of caught this right before the meeting, so it wasn't incorporated yet, and in past proceedings we have that are similar to this where the federal government has said that they are, in effect, ordering state commissions to undertake certain proceedings, we've indicated that while we don't necessarily concede that the federal government can order a state commission to act on its behalf, we will open it anyway because it's, as you said, a good idea. So we'll be putting that language in just to not sort of involuntarily and inadvertently preempt ourselves or give any indication that we are.
We certainly would never voluntarily subordinate ourselves to the federal government.
No, this is not the FERC branch office business.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that is all I have.
Well, you are efficient. Thank you.
Very marine-like.
Very marine-like. Thank you, yes. Just a couple of announcements I probably worth highlighting. We do have an informal this afternoon, right, at 1:30 on the New Star Pipeline PCNN ongoing case, so look forward to that. And then at 2:30, not so much an informal hearing, but we will be meeting with Otter Tail and Montana Dakota folks to hear about their notice of withdrawal from MISO. Probably more important is tomorrow is the day of our budget hearing, so we're all frantically working to be prepared for that, as prepared as we can be. And with that, are there any questions from anybody in the crowd today? Of course, the legislature trumps us for news, so must be some good hearing somewhere. No members of the media. Anybody have a question that they're just dying to ask Commissioner Kalk? All right, if not, then we'll recess for a few minutes for signing orders and then reconvene at, say, 10:30 roughly for the administrative portion of the agenda.